Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 4, Sierra Lima. Life member of Ipswich and District Radio Club, Sid Lyon, VK4SL, passed away peacefully on Saturday morning, December 9. Sid was very well liked by all, and he was a true gentleman of the amateur radio fraternity. There will be a service for Sid Lyon at St Paul's Church, Ipswich, on Monday, that's tomorrow, December 18, at 10 a.m, and also a video stream. In the text version of today's news, you'll find the link to view the live stream. Vale, Sid Lyon, Victor Kilo 4, Sugar Lima, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi all, David here, VK4DN from the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club. Just a reminder that if you're planning to attend the WIA convention here in Bundaberg on May the 4th and the 5th next year, you'll need to think about booking your accommodation very soon. Vacancies are being booked out quickly due to the fact that it's also the Labor Day long weekend. Head over to bundabergregion.org website to make your booking. Also, if you're planning to travel to the weekend event with your caravan or mobile home, there are many options available in and around Bundy. Contact us if you need any assistance with finding accommodation or where to set up your camp. Cheers from David, VK4DN Secretary, Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. What a week it has been with radio and weather filling a period of shopping on the run-up to Christmas. It seemed that the radio world was in for change with the release of the documents from Ofcom, paving the way for modernisation of amateur radio in the United Kingdom. All the while, the cyclone Jasper was making its way towards our northern coast, proving the general accuracy of the models being used by weather forecasters. Then, to climax the week, ACMA released the procedural documents, which will come into force in February 2024, bringing changes to amateur radio in Australia. It seems that progress is upon us and is coming whether we feel we are ready or not, and some of the comments of people that have been posting online indicate a level of confusion as to the nitty-gritty implications of a class licence system. Whilst the explanatory notes run over 100 pages, it can be hoped that the suitably drafted regulations will be shorter and more fit for purpose than the current LCDs, which seems somewhat bombastic to many users. Plain English that can't be misinterpreted has been the hallmark of good government publications. Let us hope that it can happen in this instance too. Now that I've raised the issue of clarity of expression, I'll share some thoughts on the broadcast coverage of the cyclone that I've witnessed this week. Anyone that has been trained in reporting situations is usually trained to be accurate, objective, and emotionally removed from the situation. When the approach to the cyclone's crossing the coast was basically settled, it seemed on air presented with ferried into locations within the areas expected to be affected. That was good news coverage preparation, but then the reports started going to air. I remember the amateur storm watch net in Brisbane, where people like you and I called in with information which could inform others as to the progress of events. There was no histrionics, but just largely factual messages about the fallen trees, flooded roads, damaged property and loss of electricity. Safety was at the heart of this net. In contrast to what I've witnessed from some media outlets, is a tendency to hype up the situation and catastrophise the situation. But to what purpose? One would expect that clear and undramatised reports would benefit the community the best. Having lived through cyclones, it can be the nerves are stretched and you really want the facts, the whole facts, and nothing but the facts on which to make important decisions at the time. Metropolitan audiences also have friends and relatives in the affected communities, and they can be gathering information to give in the next hurried phone call. I think we all understand that the simple truth, shared with the least emotion, is going to be the best help, and when we radio amateurs are involved, we act with integrity to do our best. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.